stock in golf today, and you know there's so many great organizations around the country that that are charitable and get people together, as I said in the open, raise money and lend those who need a helping hand just what they need, a helping hand. And on the show today, we're going to feature a couple of them. Later in the hour, Judy Otter with the Gary Sinise Foundation will be here. Right now, we're going to turn our attention to the Patriot Cup, which is coming up next weekend, Memorial Day weekend, in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And our first guest, no stranger to tee to green, back in August of 2004, Major Ed Polito hit an IED or a roadside bomb while serving in Iraq under the command of General David Petraeus. Due to extensive injuries to his left knee, doctors had to amputate his left leg. For his heroism and valor, Major Polito was awarded the Bronze Star with Valor, the Purple Heart, Meritorious Service Medal, and Joint Service Commendation and Achievement Medals. And I tell you what, he hasn't slowed down since. He is the Senior VP of the Folds of Honor Foundation, a veterans charity which provides spouses and children of the fallen and wounded educational scholarships. Additionally, he is the founder of Warriors for Freedom, a leadership institute focused on the mental, physical, and holistic recovery of our wounded warriors and their families. And Major Ed is the founder of Warrior Nation, a movement focused on the rights of liberty, freedom, and patriotism. He has his own local radio show and an autobiography entitled Challenge, Triumph, and Change, the Major Ed Polito Story. We are honored to welcome back to Tee to Green, meet Major Ed Polito. Ed, how you doing?
What a great introduction. I'm doing outstanding. And to all the listeners, thank you for your support of what you're doing and what they're doing for us as well through the Folds of Honor Foundation. And what I got to tell you, that freedom is not free, and God bless the United States of America.
Boy, you got a couple of great bookends going with the Folds of Honor Foundation, as we've had and talked about on Tee to Green for a number of years now, with the founder of that. Of course, I'm talking about Dan Rooney, and that's the big Labor Day thing that goes on nationally now. And now to start out summer next weekend in Tulsa, Oklahoma, you're kicking off the summer with the Patriot Cup. It's the fourth annual, in fact, golf tournament, gala, and concert. Sounds like a pretty good party, Ed.
Well, it's going to be, and we're going to have the golfing community come alongside with us and support the men and women in uniform, and that's what it's all about. But also we have our PGA Tour professionals that come in. They play with these service members who have been critically injured, and it just becomes this magnet for understanding that it's about God, country, and on that day, the game of golf, as Dan says, with no apology. And how great it is that we're going to have folks like Ricky Fowler, Zach Johnson, Bo Van Pelt, Gary Woodland, Corey Pavin, Tom Lehman, Greg Statler, and David Faraday coming in, and of course Coach Craig T. Nelson. So it's going to be a great time. Major Rooney has put something together that's very special, and we couldn't do it without supporters like you spreading the message and the goodwill about making sure that we leave no one behind on the field of battle.
And also another guy that people might have heard of, he had a little bit to do with golf. His name is Nicklaus.
That's right, and of course he's going to receive our award, our prestigious award this year. And how great it is that you know that we have a connection to the golf community with through the PGA of America, the USGA, of course the PGA Tour and its players. And what we're trying to do is bring everyone together. And then of course we've got major sponsors that will be part of the event, like Budweiser, our good friends at Bushnell, and the Bollée sunglasses brand. I mean, just incredible energy from partners like that, Polo Ralph Lauren and LifeLock, and a lot of other partners that are critical to mission success.
Jack Nicklaus will be given the Corporal Brock Buckland Patriot Award. Tell us about Brock Buckland, Ed.
Well, Brock Buckland was a young man that started this whole story. Major Dan Rooney, the F-16 fighter pilot, my good friend and hero, was on a United Airlines flight when he would witness what no one ever wants to witness, the dark side of war, and that is the remains of a young man coming back to his family in his final resting place. And on that evening, Dan would come in contact with the Buckland family, where he would see them on the tarmac and learn that there was a sacrifice made for our nation. And as that individual had been to Iraq and flown missions and had supported people like me on the ground, I got to tell you, it changed him forever, and I'm so glad that it did, because it's Americans like that that have to take something to honor and to heart and say, I want to do something about it. And on that night, he vowed to do something about that situation and to take care of that young little boy. And basically, the award is named on that young man's behalf, who sacrificed his life for our freedom. And I think that's what it's all about. And that little boy, Jacob Green, received the first scholarship at the foundation. And, of course, I'm so honored that my two little girls were the second and third scholarship recipients of the foundation to create a legacy of honoring the sacrifice and educating the legacy of these young people.
You give me the goosebumps just thinking about that sort of good stuff that goes on and the great work that gets done. Previous winners of the Buckland Award include the first President Bush, PGA Tour player Corey Pavin, and last year went to one of our buddies who'd been on this show talking about the great Vince Gill, and this year it'll go to Jack Nicklaus. And speaking of music stars, you got a concert planned too.
Yeah, we've got a concert with Dierks Bentley. He will come in and basically provide the entertainment. We've got about 1,000 people that will be coming to the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Of course, Titleist is back as one of our sponsors. I mean, they do a lot of great stuff by providing all of the stuff for the Patriot Cup during the weekend. Of course, the concert will be the finale of a great weekend of golf. And you know what? One of the things that I talk about is that it's so important for the American people to know that there are a lot of people that stand on the side of freedom, and that our protectors of freedom must be taken care of. And so finally, it's just going to be an honor to basically say thank you to everyone that has served, past, present, and future, and to not make the same mistakes that we made on our Vietnam veterans, and that is that we didn't take care of them. We left them behind, and what mistakes were made on them will not be made on our new warriors that are coming back.
Talking to the Vice President of the Folds of Honor Foundation, retired Major Ed Polito, Tulsa, Oklahoma, hosting its fourth annual Patriot Cup golf tournament, gala, and concert, Memorial Day weekend. Ed, is it the entire weekend? Give us the specifics as far as dates and times.
Yes, it is. It starts on Saturday when basically all of the PGA professionals, because the PGA of America is heavily involved along USGA, and so they'll come in on that Saturday. We will have an introductory, cocktail hour, and then on Sunday we have a practice round, and then our PGA Tour professionals will be coming in that evening for a pairings party, and then on Monday is the actual Patriot Cup. We'll have the golf event during the day, and then the night will be the gala where we'll do the honor of taking care of those that take care of our freedom. And then, of course, you know, I got to put in a good plug for our folks at Bushnell. They've just been so great with us. You know, they raised $145,000 this year. They're a big major sponsor of that evening's event and our gala. And, you know, they've got these sunglasses that are out. And so go out and support the Folds of Honor and support Bushnell. And let's have a great Patriot Cup where we understand that it's about God, country, and golf.
Yeah, I got mine in the mail yesterday. They're really cool. I'll be wearing them next time I hit the golf course. And, Ed, if people want more information, or what kind of crowd are you expecting this for the fourth annual?
That's a great question. You know what? Last year we had about 5,000 people. This year we're expecting about 7,500. We will have buses. Festivities start at 0800 hours in the morning on that Monday, instead of going out to the lake and or to the swimming pool to open that thing up, come on out and participate at the Patriot Cup. It'll be in Owosso, Oklahoma, and we'll have a great time. And just come by and shake our hands and tell our veterans thank you for their service, and then get a chance to see these PGA Tour professionals put the ball on those links and play for this country's veterans. And I just think that's so important.
We're coming up on a break. Ed, would you stick around? I got a couple more questions for you, and we want to tell people how they can find out more information. So would you stick around and come back after the break?
You bet. I'm with you this morning.
Ed Polito, Senior Vice President, Folds of Honor Foundation. We're talking Patriot Cup golf on Tee to Green.
There was only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Award. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. I'm the head golf professional at the Broadmoor, Mark Kelbel, and today I want to talk to you about some misconceptions of the full swing. The first being that the head stays still. The head does not stay still in a full swing. Sometimes it moves back, but it certainly moves up and forward on the follow-through. If you do keep your head still, it's hard to get a full turn, and it's hard to follow through properly. The head will move. Secondly, the head is not the center of the golf swing. Normally, that is your chest area. On the range, we watch buttons. Two fulcrums on a swing, your right knee and your left knee, and you basically turn around the middle of your body. Third, that your left arm has to stay straight. It indeed does not. You can bend that a little bit. It's more important to get the arm bent in a little bigger turn than it is to keep it straight.
For more on hitting the ball better off the tee or off the fairway, check out the website, teetogreenradio.com, or visit your nearest PGA professional.
We are live and in real time on the internet at sportsbyline.com. Be sure to check us out anytime you're away. You can't pick us up on a regular radio station. You can also go to our website, teetogreenradio.com, and hit our Facebook page while you're at it. Jay Witchie, Jerry Butenoff from the five-star Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. It's Tee to Green. Jerry's off this weekend. I'm doing a solo show today. Next week, we're taking the show on the road. We'll be at the Keystone Resort, Keystone, Colorado, one of America's great golf resorts, one of Colorado's finest, and we'll be there doing the show live from the Keystone Resort next Sunday here on Tee to Green. Coming up a little bit later in the hour, Judy Otter with the Gary Sinise Foundation. And in just a little bit, we're going to hear that interview from 1993 that I did with the late, great Ken Venturi. Unfortunately, we lost Ken Venturi this past Friday evening at the age of 82, a broadcasting giant, a golfing legend. And I was fortunate to get a couple of minutes with him one afternoon back in 1993. We're going to play that interview back for you in just a little bit. We continue with Ed Polito with the Folds of Honor Foundation. We're talking about the 4th Annual Patriot Cup Gala and Concert coming up in Tulsa this Memorial Day weekend, next weekend. Quite the shindig. I don't know if anybody uses that term anymore. I guess I'm dating myself, Ed, with that. But quite a party. The two-day golf event culminates with tour players and celebrities pairing up with active and non-active military in a golf tournament on Memorial Day itself. All the benefits. Tell us about the funds, Ed, and where the benefits and the monies go from this event and all of your events.
Well, you know, as most people know, we have the biggest grassroots golf initiative in the country called Patriot Golf Day. And that's the way we basically do our fundraising over Labor Day weekend, where people can give an extra dollar and or more. Individuals can do events. We've got in our arsenal, you know, Paul Levy. I know you guys know him, the secretary of the PGA. He's done a lot of work with us and recruiting a lot of golf courses just all over the country, and specifically there where you guys are at as well. And the thing about it is that the monies that we collect during Patriot Golf Day and then with all of our mission partners, what we'll do is we'll give that back for scholarships. And we've awarded close to 4,000 scholarships in our six-year existence. Those scholarships go for children of the fallen and wounded to provide educational support so that they can go to college in the future and or go to college in the present. We've got a lot of spouses that apply as well. And it's all about service to our nation. So we have a future youth scholarship, an immediate youth scholarship. And what we want individuals to know is that on behalf of a grateful nation, we're taking care of these individuals through education, because 87% of them do not qualify for educational assistance. And so we want to do our part. We want to meet that gap. And we want to make sure that no one's left behind on the field of battle and on the home front.
Ed, are you sold out? You still got some tickets available? If people maybe out there in the Tulsa area are listening and want to go, can they still do it?
You bet. They can go to foldsofhonor.org or patriotcup. .com and get their tickets. They certainly will be able to get VIP tickets to come out and certainly be able to at least speak to the players and say hello and let them know who they are. And it's just a really very quaint but also very awesome day because it's all about freedom, it's all about sacrifice, and it's all about making sure that we honor the men and women who fight for our country.
Well, that pretty much says it all. Ed, you guys do a great job. Give Dan Rooney our best. We'll be talking to him for the 7th annual Patriot Golf Weekend coming up Labor Day weekend. Hard to believe 7 years of that already. And best of luck with your 4th annual Patriot Cup. We know with Jack Nicklaus and Dierks Bentley, yourself, and all those great people that are going to show up, it's going to be a fantastic weekend in Tulsa next weekend.
Well, thank you all very much. You all have been with us from day one, and as I will tell you and all your listeners, God bless the United States of America, the greatest nation in the world.